In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On God, amen. Today, the 22nd day of the blessed month of Hatur, may the Lord end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility. Our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, Saints Cosmas and Damian, their brothers, Antimos, Leontios, and Eprenios, and their mother, Theodota, were martyred. They were from one of the Arab countries. Their mother feared God and was compassionate and merciful towards strangers. She became a widow while her children were still young. She raised them and instilled them in them the fear of God and the love of righteousness. Cosmas and Damian studied medicine, and they treated the sick free of charge. As for their brothers, they went to the desert and became monks. When Diocletian renounced the faith and ordered the worship of idols, he was told that Cosmas and Damian were preaching in the name of Christ and urging others not to worship idols. He ordered them to be brought to the governor of the city, who tortured them severely by beating them and burning them. He then asked them the whereabouts of their brothers. Upon finding out, he brought them and their mother. He ordered them to raise incense before the idols, but they refused. He then ordered the five to be squeezed through the wheel. When they experienced no harm, he took them out and cast them into a red-hot furnace for 3 days and three nights, then into hot boiling water. Finally, he placed them on red-hot iron beds. Through all this, however, the Lord raised them up whole and unharmed to reveal his glory and the honor of his saints. When the governor became weary of torturing them, he sent them to the emperor, who also tortured them. Their mother constantly encouraged and comforted them. The emperor rebuked her, but she admonished him for his cruelty and for worshiping idols. He ordered her head to be cut off, and she received the crown of everlasting life. Her body remained on the ground, and no one dared to bury it for their fear of the emperor. Saint Cosmas screamed at those present, saying, "Men of this city, is there not one merciful person among you who will cover the body of this poor old widow and bury her?" Straight away, Victor, the son of Romanus, came forward, took the body, placed it in a shroud, and buried it. When the emperor heard what Victor had done, he ordered that he be exiled in the land of Egypt, where he received the crown of martyrdom. The next day, the emperor ordered the heads of the saints Cosmas, Damian, and their brothers to be cut off. They then received the crown of the life in the kingdom of heaven. At the end of the era of persecution, many churches were built in the name of these saints, and God made manifest many signs and wonders therein. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Amen.
fish.